Love isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the cable and shots drinking fast and we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, give it a chance. Now I take my hand, stop when the man in the jukebox, and then we start to dance and sing a like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love is handmade for somebody like me. Come on, I'll follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on, I'll follow my lead. Come on, I'll follow my lead.
Oh,
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Thanks, Arya. Thanks. Very sweet of you. Yeah. What's up, Bangalore? Super Hits 93.5 Red FMP. No points for guessing with who I am today on my show, Angeera's Bathroom.
Angeera's Bathroom. Bathroom.
Well, Arya Dayal.
Yes.
What's
hey,
up?
I'm good.
And since we are starting off another weekend with Arya Dayal itself, how does it feel to be in my studio?
Great. Comfortable.
I know. And I was also clicking with you for your song. I'm going to start off with this song that you sang, Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, with a little bit of, Carnatic mix that you've added. How did Arya Dayal decide, okay, I'm going
to
do this?
It was there before. I'll go to music classes, take my Carnatic lessons. Coming back in the car, I'll be listening to Ed Sheeran, Adele, and all those
artists.
Yeah, sure. Big artists. And I'll try to sneak in some swaras in between those songs, and it just came out like that. And then I bought a uke and started
mixing. I saw, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Mixing Carnatic with Western pop. Arya Dayal, how did you take the compliments that came up, especially when it came from the Big B of Bollywood? That's the first question that I want to ask you.
Like, I felt numb.
I'm sure.
Because my dad called me and like, have some water, dear. Because
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay, is there a bad news or a good news? Yeah, definitely good news. Don't be shocked because Big B has shared your video. And I was like, I couldn't speak for a few minutes.
I'm sure.
I was so numb.
I can feel that excitement right here. Arya, I am really glad that you have some prolific work that we've been seeing, you know, on YouTube. I think you have a great sense of music. And of course, I'm from somewhere where Carnatic music is very, very prevalent. So kudos to you on that. I'm going to start off with questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Say, Arya, we finished this interview. We had a great time, like we always do. And you're stepping out of the studio and you see a lottery ticket of $10 million.
Okay.
What are you going to do with that money?
Oh, I'm going to make indie music. Yes.
Hey, what is... You all don't want to go shopping. You all don't want to buy assets. Everybody wants to make only music.
Yeah, I have a lot of plans, a lot of songs in my head which I want to do and collab with good musicians, good artists all around the world. So definitely I'll be using that money for that.
I'm sure, for traveling world tour, number one.
Yeah.
Okay, and since this segment is called Angeera's Bathroom, when I say bathroom, it's not just, you know, you're visualizing the bathroom, but it's also where we're going to have, you know, a chat session and find out more about you.
Yeah.
But taking the first lead off the bathroom, if you ever came to Angeera's Bathroom, what is the first thing that you would notice?
Maybe the reverb there.
Okay. Talking about your journey, I'm going to go straight to where you started off from. Carnatic music. Mm. How long did you learn it? Who's your guru? And of all the different forms of music, why did you choose Carnatic?
Carnatic music is prominent than the other Hindustani style or whatever that is. Most in Kerala. So my parents took me straight to Carnatic music class.
Mostly South India has Carnatic music.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's how I chose Carnatic. And I've been learning for 22 years. Still learning.
Can we go on record and ask you how old you are? Because 22 means what? I'm thinking you're 25, 26.
Because they took me for classes and I was quite small.
Okay, 3-4 years old, so I can do my mental calculation.
Two and a half, yeah.
Ah,
so
okay.
I'll go and sit there. Not that I would sing, but I'll just sit there and start crying or whatever.
How did that go for you?
I just wanted to sing because it gave me that much relief. I felt good when I sang.
Great. I'm going to ask you another question before we head to the break. Do you listen to Bollywood music?
I do. Yeah.
Who's your favorite artist?
I love Sonu Kakkar.
Okay, assuming that, you know, you would sing a couple of lines in your bathroom just as I would in mine. Mm. Do you want to sing?
She did a cover of Aave Te Tanu Dasan. which is one of my favorite songs and favorite from Sonu, because it's so beautiful. It's there on YouTube.
Have te tenu dasai ki ve mene guzre ne saal ve Have te tenu dasai ki ve mene guzre ne saal ve palvi sadiya vaang tanana tarararirararare avete tanyo dasan ki ve mene guzre ne salve.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question about Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Especially with old music that most of us grew up with, is there any old artist that you've always, you know, loved singing? You know, that your go-to song? Or
so I love listening to Subbulakshmi. Pakala Nilabadi,
mm-hmm.
Said to Raag Ghar Ghar Priya. So I would always switch to Ghar Ghar Priya if I'm like down. Or
just went over my head. I have no idea what you said.
Okay.
Okay, so since we are in Angeera's bathroom, there's a section where I ask you about, you know, a lot of people who take their newspapers into the bathroom to read. So if you took a newspaper to the bathroom and you had three sections that are prevalent in terms of today's, you know, what's being spoken of today. Mm-hmm. Violence against women and children, the caste system, which is being spoken about, and the love jihad.
Mm-hmm.
What is that one thing that Arya Dayal would be intrigued about? What would she be reading about?
About the caste system, definitely. All three are important, but then the caste system is like, all the other topics are just, you know, infused into that.
Right.
Caste system is prevalent. It's prevalent in many different ways.
Okay, great. You know, when people talk about somebody who's a YouTuber, when people talk about somebody who's an artist or somebody who's famous, we see a very different persona, you know, because that's what we are shown. But if there were five words to describe Arya Dayal as a person, what resonates with you?
Happiness, have fun, sing a lot, listen to different styles, and then read.
What's the current book Arya Dayal is reading?
Homo Sapiens. I almost finished it. Abba, you and Noah, Rari, and I'm switching to Homo Deus.
Ah, it's a lovely book, actually.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, the new year is, couple of weeks away. What is Arya Dayal's big plan for New Year's?
I usually don't celebrate New Year's.
Are you that person who goes to sleep at like 11:30 and you're like, switch off my phone, I don't want to see New Year coming in, I will wake up tomorrow.
Never, I just even hate it when friends call me on my birthday and it's like 12 o'clock exactly.
Right?
Just wake up when you're
I'm like, I'm not up, why are you up? It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, the one Bollywood singer that you believe needs an alternative career.
Maybe Honey Singh.
Honey Singh?
Yeah.
And why would you say that?
Because I would prefer music to be like classy. There should be some input that you have to give in. Kind of a life to the music, which unfortunately I don't get it from his music.
Yeah, Honey Singh is more like, hey, isko hatao, beat dalo. Isko hatao, beat dalo. And you don't enjoy Honey Singh.
I don't.
Okay, before I move on to the next few songs that are coming in, usually with Bollywood, you have the hashtag nepotism that's going on. It's it's been talked about. What do you have to say about that with the Kannada industry?
It's all about the first push you get.
Mm-hmm.
The initial push is like very important, which in my case is like the Big B gave me the first push. So the impact is still there. About nepotism, it's all that if I am some great actors or some singer's daughter, I could simply pass their gate and go meet them and say that, like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm gonna release my new song. It's pretty easy. If I'm from a like lower background, pretty normal family, my father working 8 hours a day and mom working 8 hours a day, they wouldn't let me get inside the house.
Okay, so talent or not, somebody hand-holding you, and that's what Arya Dayal believes in as well. Okay, what is that one song that resonates with Arya Dayal?
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't love anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. 'Cause I just heard you found the way you've been looking for. I wish I would've known that wasn't me. 'Cause even after all this time, I still wonder why I can't move on just the way you did so easily. entero mahanubhav lo entero mahanubhav lo andari vantanamu lo entero mahanubhav lo andari vantanamu lo entero mahanubhav lo
We're starting off the fastest finger first. FFF. Arya Dayal, your first question. Your favorite recent Bollywood artist and their song?
Apna time aega. Yes.
Ranveer Singh.
Yeah, exactly. Wanna jam?
Yeah,
sing,
sure.
Sing,
let's
sing
go.
The next two. Yeah, come on. 1, 2, 3.
Apna time aayega. That's a, hey, listen, you should never ask me to sing. I'm terrible singer. Tu nanga hi to aaya hai kya ghanta leke jayega. Okay, now your turn.
Sing.
Oh, I have to sing. You'll be. Wow. Okay. The most inappropriate / nonsense song currently playing, trending, according to Arya Dayal, is what? Jim Kimmel is fine. It's a nice
fine.
Song. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But then it's like, Daddy had no money to buy the drink. You didn't know. You didn't know the meaning.
So that's what it means. He didn't have. He didn't have money, and he just sold
out. Yeah. Yeah. And I made a Jim Kimmel. It means by mom's Jim Kimmel, and that's an cut on to go. Means by dad's just pill for a stole.
And the son is singing this.
And then and I made a and that's an brandy kupi. And Emma pitched it. So it means dad bought brandy kupi. Like
what's brandy? Like brandy?
Brandy, yeah.
Okay.
Not kupi means bottle. And mom took the bottle because dad took her Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, wow. Revelation. This is what the song means. Okay. That's really funny. We have to do this interpretation after the show. Okay. If Arya Dayal was shipwrecked and you had two things that you had to take with you, apart from food and your basic stuff, which is anyway given to you, what are the two things that Arya Dayal will go with?
My phone and my iPod, where I have all my songs. And
where you charge it? In the sea?
I don't know. It would be like dead, but still I'll keep it in my pocket and I'll carry it.
But why are you so attached to your gadgets?
All my favorites. All my favorite songs in there.
You're also hashtag millennial. Okay. Another thing that I wanted to ask you was, you're an influencer. People watch you all the time. You're constantly being, you know, scrutinized. What do you think about social media and how involved are you?
I don't like to tag myself as an influencer. I don't like the tag also, because it's like saying, you know, in, like when we were kids, they would compare, you know, teachers like certain thoughts to, like, they'd say, haven't you seen ants? Like they are super working. Like they can carry like 50 times their load. You should be like that. But it's like
ants. Which teacher told you to be like an ant?
Yeah,
dude,
you can see, like, have to be like super strong, fly like a pigeon, like with peas, like fly like
Arya, which school you went to?
No, that's like, they do. Usually they do compare, you know, different animals. Like,
for example, the eagle,
yeah, right. It flies high. So be like an eagle, fly high. Always say that. I think it's the same that the influencers are doing, but there is no point in saying that, I guess.
Wow, that was deep. Okay, I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
I'm in conversation with Arya Dayal. She is a YouTuber. She's famous, or getting there, and she's very, very talented. Arya, before we hit into the next bunch of songs that are coming up for the listeners, a couple of lines of one of your favorite songs that you want to give us?
Ideal is my favorite. This song is like one of the first songs that I've learned.
Baby, I have no story to be told, but I've heard a one on you, and I'm gonna make your head burn. Think of me in the depths of your despair. Make hay home down there as my show won't be shaved. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they reap me breathless. I can't have a feeling we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep, you have my heart inside. You played it to the beat, yeah.
I heard this ad on Spotify which says how important marriage is.
And your parents are wanting you to get married.
If people are getting married in like 22, 23, you know.
What do you think about marriage?
It's a contract.
Okay, now I'm interested.
I don't think it's... Because if you love people, you just love them. What is the need to just go inside and put a tali, you know?
Would you say marriage is a security?
No, I wouldn't say that. Because you have to get the burden.
But where is the burden? I don't see any burden, dude. Life is beautiful.
I think more than the happiness, the sadness and everything is shared.
Okay, here's some free advice. I'm in the 30s league and I'll tell you this much. People change all the time. You might be madly in love with somebody. You've lived together for 5 years. You might move in with that person, blah, blah, blah. But eventually two people change. Your interests will change. What you like will change and that's going to happen for the rest of your life. So you're never going to be the same person ever.
You have to be happy.
Most people are happy single, trust me. It's a fact.
That's my point.
Okay, and what did Arya Dayal do in terms of music with the whole time that we all got in the pandemic? Like Saif Ali Khan and Kareena Kapoor had a baby, then Virat Kohli had a baby, and then somebody just made some music. What did Arya Dayal do?
Can't have a baby alone, right? So
nowadays you can.
I bought a uke. I always wanted to buy it, and now I got some time. I started learning some chords. I learned the Shape of You song first. Mm-hmm. I wrote a lot. I wrote a lot of songs. I started watching music from different cultures. So what I did is I took, like, I bought a world map and I just crossed the borders just to see how the style went. So when we, you know, listen to the Indian music and the Western music, there is a huge difference. But what I found out is if you follow the map, you can actually really find the connection between the style changes. So it's like,
wow, that is actually quite nice. I've never heard anybody say that. Very different. We're in the midst of a pandemic, very much. We don't know what's happening. People are talking about how, you know, the second wave and, oh my God, life is going to be different. And with the new normal, if Arya Dayal was given a vaccine, would she take it?
Definitely.
I won't take the vaccine. You don't know what's going to happen, bro. So you would take the vaccine?
Yeah, I would.
And the vaccine may have attached risks. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
I would like to see that. Okay, I'm going to ask you another question which I've really been thinking about. If Arya Dayal had to take up another career, if you didn't, you know, like music so much, what is the other thing that you would fall back upon?
I am a statistician. So definitely I would go that way.
Okay, Arya, you know, a big shout out to you. Thank you so much for joining us in the show. I had an absolutely fun time and I'm going to remember this. Before you head out and get your 10 million, which you're going to eventually give me because I don't know, I thought you would. Do you have a number for us that's always been closest to your heart?
Blank space. This one, I'm going to sing the original version and then going to give out a different style.
So usually, for the record, everybody, when people ask me to sing, I'm like, no, I'm not singing. But Taylor Swift, I'm going to sing. Okay, let's go. You tell me when to stop, right?
Nice to meet you. Where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Hey, new money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends. I'm down to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever. Or it's gonna go down in flames.
You can tell me when it's over. If the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players. And you love the game.
Okay, quick switch. Okay, I'm gonna put this to Carnatic. Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sins. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends. I'm down to see how this one ends.
chance. Grab your passport and my hand, cause I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gotta be forever.
Whoa, wow, absolutely love it. I've always wanted to sing the Taylor Swift song out loud on the radio. Thanks so much for joining me and making this possible. Arya, I wish you get the vaccine 100%. I also wish you a lot of fame, lots of years to come by, of course, with the talent that you have. It's very special. And thank you so much for coming into the studio and joining me today.
Thank you. I had a lovely session.
And follow me. I'm RG Angira. That's my Insta handle. I'll see you guys there. Until then, keep listening to Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Have a great weekend and bajate raho.